was thumbtacked.
Thumbtacked, excuse me.
Yeah, very good. Yeah. Oh, yeah, eBay. That would be scary stories show, eBay stories. Anyway.
Well, I've heard it referred to as eBay.
eBay. Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. Well, in the archives, we got an eBay show. So, but fortunately, Mark ran across it. Let's continue on.
Anyway, I can now see the light at the end of the tunnel, and it is beautiful to behold. I am now, after 5 years, riveting the outside perimeter of the body back onto the sea channel. And one day, I will get back to work on the flying cloud. I think I may have two questions that possibly haven't been asked yet. I think I've listened to almost every episode. And these two, I don't remember hearing them being asked. So on the Tradewind, I've pretty much done a frame-on full Monty, which I don't recommend that either in hindsight.
Full Monty means what?
Well, everything. In effect, body off, but you can do floor replacement, chassis repairs, da-da-da-da. You've gutted it completely and basically doing everything.
Yeah. All right. I just want, in case people were listening, didn't know. All right, here we go.
It would have been much easier, faster, cleaner to do a frame off.
I've heard that before.
And I'm sure it's a familiar story.
That's what I keep telling everybody.
There wasn't going to be any more problems, or I wasn't going to discover any more problems, and I just kept finding more. So in the end, it would have been easier to just have gone for it at the beginning, taken it up all apart, but I didn't. So now I'm riveting the perimeter back on. I've got this curbside all done, the wheel well riveted, little trim piece from Vintage Trailer Supply, little J-molding, that was kind of a pain, but I got that on there. And I just have to do the street side and then the front, back, and the curves. And so my question is why the curves in the front and back were not riveted. They were the sheet metal screws, and the sheet metal screws were pretty far apart.
Okay, now he gets cut off there because of the time limit. And he calls back to continue his question.
Okay, well, before we do that, curves. He's talking about the just above the banana wrap, the trim there?
I believe so. I believe where it interconnects. When you're riveting it around,
mm-hmm.
When you put the shell back on, you're riveting around the sides. And then I guess when you get to the ends, what he's saying, it's no longer riveted. It's using bolts or screws.
Well, normally they're all riveted all the way around.
Okay. Well,
the trim would be put on with screws, though, and they're always rusty and whatnot.
Oh, yeah. Okay. He called back in. Maybe he can expand on that, hopefully.
Why did they go to screws around the front and back and curved walls? Is there a reason why I shouldn't just keep riveting all the way around? Then my other question.
Okay, well, I mean, I guess maybe we should talk a little bit more about construction and how the shell is attached and why that would be riveted and where he might be seeing screws.
Yeah, well, basically that era, the exterior skin, the walls stopped basically at the floor. Okay, the later models, they actually had the side panels, not on the caps, but on the sides, they actually would extend lower than the floors and sort of wrap around and literally be part of the belly pan sides, as we call them. So the belly pans on his era of trailer go from underneath the trailer and up and attached to the C-channel, which is inside the base of the wall, and including on the banana wraps on the end, which are in that era of trailer, they are they're not compound curve. They're made out of flat material that is pie cut and what bend into shape, but it's attached to the outside of the C channel before the skin or the the body exterior skin is lowered down on top of it, which is this is one of the whole big huge advantages of doing the body off where you flip the whole chassis upside down, because that those corners and all of the edges, belly pan sides and stuff, can be done really, really nicely and attach the C-channel tightly. Then when the skin comes down, it gives basically a shingle effect and for water. But it should be bucked all the way around through that C-channel. And that's all we've ever found.